This is Amid Yaimi Gemara in Shabbos Daf. Lamed Hey Amid Aleph. We're holding on the top of Lamed Hey Amid Aleph as we continue to discuss the Shitais of Bein HaShemashais, in particular the Machlekes Rabbo and Rabbi Yosef. Says the Gemara on the second line, V'chalufa b'chalsa. With regard to a chalsa, with regard to a basket, the shitais of Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef are the opposite. Damer Rabbi chalsa bas trei kuri, a basket that holds two cores, shari letal tule, you let him move it on Shabbos. Uvika ubas lasa kuri, but the basket of three cores, also letal tula, you now let him remove it on Shabbos. So Rabbi differentiating between two and three cores with regard to tiltal. Rav Yosef Amar, says Rav Yosef, Bas Losa Kuri Nami Shari, Bas Arba Kuri Aser. So says the Gemara, Amar Abaye, Boy Mine Demar, Bishas Maisa. Even though we just quoted in the Machlekes, Rabbi and Rav Yosef, their Shitas, at what point is this basket allowed to be moved on Shabbos? Says Abaye, when it came, Halacha Lamaisa. A shayla was asked, "Va'afilu bas trei kuri lo shari li," and still, even two kor, Rabba wasn't makel. Even though we just said Rabba was makel two kor, shari l'taltala, and only three kor, he said was aser. But says Abaye, in actuality, was machmir even two. Kiman. So says the Gemara, whose opinion? When Rabbah was a machmir in Abayos, halacha lemaisa case, whose opinion was Rabbah being machmir like? Says the Gemara, ki haitana, like the following Tanya, the Tanan, we learned in a Mishnah. Kaveres hakash, a straw basket. Kaveres hakonim, a reed basket. Ubar svina alexandrius, or a bar, a pit, of a svina alexandrius, the boat, a boat in Alexandria. These were big pits that were used to store water that the boats would need before they went off to sail. Aval pi shishlam shulayim. Even though these containers have shulayim, they have a bottom which is flat. And since the bottom of the container is flat, it can clearly hold something inside of it. Vehein machzikin arbaim sav lach. If they hold 40 sav lach, which is Shein Kurayim B'Yavesh, which is two kor B'Yavesh, such a container, 40 saw of liquid, two kor of solids, Tahirim Artar, and they're not Bekabel Toma. Amar Abaye, Shema Bina, what do we see from here? Hai Gudsha Tilsahave. We see that when you, Gudsha is when you heap something above the rim of a basket of an item, is one-third the volume of the total container. And therefore, says the Gemara, Abaye says, that's going to be the percentages of the amount that you're allowed to take into this utensil. So just to point out what's the sheikhis over here. We're in the middle of discussing the Zmana Bein HaShemashais. So the Nikuda that we're connecting the two is simply because in this Machloikas, Rabba goes with three and Rav Yosef goes with two, whereas in our Machloikas, Rabba went with two and Rav Yosef goes with three. So it's the reverse in number. So everyone's wondering, Shkayach, there's many different halachas, different numbers. That is true. But that is what the Gemara is commenting of the Machloikas Abaye and Rav Yosef. So back to our Shita of Bein HaShemashais, says the Gemara, Abaye chazia l'rava, called Davi l'ma'arav. Abaye saw that Rava was looking out towards the west. We're about 20 lines down. The first one line is the called Davi l'ma'arav. Amar lei, Abaye says to Rava, why are you looking ma'ariv? Tanya, we learned in our braise, it calls Manchem Mizrach ma'adimim, that we have to wait for the Mizrach, the eastern side of the sky to redden. So why are you, Rava, looking at the western side of the sky? We should be looking, Zakta Baye, on the eastern side. Amar Lei, says Rava, Mi suffers b'nei Mizrach mamish. Do you think that when it says that we have to look at the eastern sky, it means actually facing east? Loi! Ponim hamadim in esa Mizrach. The sky that causes the Mizrach to be red, which of course is the opposite. The western side shines eastward. So if I want to know if east is being red-ined, then we got to look. West says Rava. Igadi Amri, there are those that learn the exact opposite. Rava Chazila, Bayit Kodavi LeMizrach, looking east. Amrle said Rava, Mi Sarvus and Mizrach Mamish. Said Rava, Bayit, why are you looking east? Panim Adimim Esa Mizrach. It's that which causes the east to turn red, which is the west. You see, Manach, Kava, say. Continues the Gemara, the two dots, about 20 lines from the bottom, going back to the Shita of Rav Nechemya, how long he held Bein HaShemoshes was. Rav Nechemya Omer says, quotes the Gemara, Kedei Shiyahalich, Adam Yishetishka Achama Chatzimil, after Shkia, after sunset, Bein HaShemoshes is the amount of time for a person to walk a chatzi mil, a half a mil. Omar Rav Chanina, Haroita Leida Shirish Rav Nechemya. If you want to know what is the practical numbers of Rav Nechemya Bein HaShemoshes, Yaniya Chama Bereish HaKarmel, he shall leave the sun on the top of Har HaKarmel, V'yered, and run down V'yitzol Bayom, and be Tovel, Igdu Tvila in the sea, Viala, and go up to the top of the mountain. And when he reaches the top of the mountain, that's the amount of time that'll be Nacht, there'll be nightfall. Time to go down the mountain, be Tovel, and go back up the mountain. V'zehu Shir Shem Nechemya, and that is the Shir of Rav Nechemya. And Amar Rav Chia, Haroitz Aliras, Be'er Shal Miriam. Once we're saying different measurements, you want to now see the Bera Miriam, Yala the Rosh Carmel, the Yitzvah, look out into the sea, V'yirei Kimin, Kivara Bayam. And when you see a boulder in the ocean that looks like a Kavara, that looks like a sieve, a sifter, Zu, he, Be'ira Shel Miriam. Amarav, Mayana, Metaltal Tar, a well that is movable is Tar, and which is what the quintessential example of a movable well. Bizman Chazal, Vizehu, Be'ira, of course, Shel Miriam of Miriam. Amar Rav Yudah Mer Shmuel, 15 lines to the bottom, the two dots, says Rav Yudah Mer Shmuel, Bein HaShemoshes, Rav Yehudah, Kayanim Toiv Lembay. The Bein HaShemoshes period that Rav Yehudah said is the time that the Kayanim were Tamei, are Toivel in the Mikvah. And then that is the night. Later that same night, they're going to be tar. It'll be called Harav Shemesh. Says the Gemara, Leman. What did Shmuel mean when he said that during Bein HaShemoshes, Rav Yehuda, the Kayhanim go to the mikvah, Elim the Rav Yehuda? If you tell me that Rav Yehuda himself holds this, Sveiku, it can't be. So Rav Yehuda holds that time period is a suffik. It is Bein HaShemoshes. So certainly they can't be considered a tvila by Yoim to allow that night to be the time they'll be tar. Elo, rather, what did Shmuel meant? Bein HaShemoshes to Rav Yehuda, l'Rav Yaisi koyanim toiv limboi. According to Rav Yaisi, that he said that Bein HaShemoshes is Kerevayin, that the moment before Sizek Echavim is Bein HaShemoshes. So a moment before that, Rav Yaisi will hold his Yom, full-fledged day. So the time period, according to Rav Yehuda, through the vantage point in the world of Rav Yaisi, is considered Yom. And then if you travel them, and then the sun, then comes says you could eat Chuma. Says Mershkaich Pshita, that is Rav Yaisi Shita. Explains the Gemara, Maru Tatema, I would have thought, Bein HaShemoshes Rav Yaisi Mishach Shayech, Kirav Yehuda. Maybe Bein HaShemoshes Rav Yaisi is attached to Rav Yehuda, Kamash Malah, and Dishlim Bein HaShemoshes Rav Yehuda. That Rav Yehuda's time frame finishes, and then V'hadar Maschel, then begins the Erev Ayin of Bein HaShemoshes Rav Yaisi. And we wrapped up today's shiur, five lines from the bottom. Amar Rav Rachanam Rav Yechlan. Halachik Rav Yudah Linyan Shabbos. Halachik Rav Yaisi Linyan Shuma. Shabbos, as the Gemara Lachomra, we're being machmer that whole time period. We're considering Suffolk, it might be day, it might be light night. Avalini and Shuma, that you're telling me you pass like your Rabbi Yossi, Kimat Mahi, what does it mean? Elim Litzvilev, it means that you have to go to the mikvah before that moment, and then it will be considered nightfall. Sveiku, how can you say that? Says the Gemara, as we turn over to Lamehem, Ebeiz, El Achilash, Shuma. They waited that extra moment for the Ben Hashemashas of Rav Yaisi, and only after that did they eat Shuma. We'll pick it up from Amrav Yudam Rishmol on the top of Lamed Hayam and Beis, B'siyata Dishmaya.